and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not a parent.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zapp on Star 99.9.
That's right. You can email my 9-year-old daughter whenever you'd like. Hayden@star999.com. Ask her for life advice on anything you're looking for, and we'll get you a response every week.
Yeah, kids got no filter, man. They're not affected by the world out there yet. They can still dream big and crush your dreams in one fell swoop.
All right, let's see what she has to say today. Okay, Hayden, the email reads today, "So me and my boyfriend have been dating for over a year. I moved here from Florida to be with him. We each have our own hobbies. He loves cars and I love playing beach volleyball, but we've been running into a lot of issues. Here in Connecticut, there's barely anywhere to play women's volleyball. All people play here is mostly co-ed, and he does not like me playing with other men, which is understandable, but what else can I do? There is no one else to play with in this state. I just want to enjoy my hobby just like he enjoys his. Help me." And it's from Kay. What are your thoughts on this?
There's a couple ways you could go about this. One, he should have to give up driving cars. If you can't play volleyball, he can't drive cars. Two, you should get a dog. I mean, the dog will take his mind off of everything. They're cute and adorable. And three, follow your dream, play volleyball. If he loves you and you moved all the way here to live with him, he should be thankful and let you do what you want. Especially if it's playing beach volleyball. I hear it's very fun. He doesn't have to play with you if he doesn't like it. He could just sit and watch you. And he should trust you. He shouldn't go off to the swing set and play without you.
You think he's going to leave the game and go to the swing set and go to the playground and just abandon her there?
There's always playgrounds at the beach.
And what if he says no and he doesn't want her to do it?
Then she either breaks up with him or she sneaks away, says, "I'm going to get my nails done," and then secretly go to the game, then go get her nails done. Or she could fall in love with somebody on the co-ed volleyball team. I'm sure those guys won't mind her playing.
Interesting. Scenario here.
I mean, she first tells you to be faithful and walk the line, and then after says that, you know what? Maybe his reels are found, you know, his fears are founded in something right there.
What?
You know what? Hey,
no.
Man, get out there and start playing volleyball yourself, bro. You can't control what she does.
Well, I think was interesting about all of this and is that there's actually no all-female adult league volleyballs in Connecticut. And one of my one of my very good girlfriends, one of my sorority sisters, was like almost a semi-pro volleyball player. And I reached out to her. She lives in Stamford. And I asked her, and she confirmed for me that that's kind of true. She plays on all co-ed teams. You have to go into New York and to Westchester to get on a female league.
You hear that, Connecticut? You're sexist.
You're
sexist and discriminatory. You hear that?
If you actually know of an all-women volleyball league, let me know.
In the state of Connecticut.
In the state of Connecticut. Because I would like to email her back and let her know if that exists. But as for Hayden's thoughts on this, I like the fact that she says use your getting a manicure as an excuse, but make sure you go and get the manicure after you play volleyball.
It's valid. That way you still get to, you know, enjoy yourself.
I guess.
I'll just say this. Freedom for that lady. She can do what she wants. Play volleyball where she wants.
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden@star999.com. Hayden, Hayden@star999.com. See you next week.